important for part of tshuva is not only being able to have a bed, but if you did something that caused damage to another person, whether monetary damage or hurt his feelings, you said nothing more about them, one is required to ask and feed them, feel the emotional. Somebody was making a shame about you, Saturday you're not required to be moichalim, but it's a proper thing to be moichalim. Amavir amitoyta, mavir imenu kol shav. Opportunity to knock before you have air. Not being standing on your faces and other people. Kamuvan, it's a minute to the vakish mechila erb yom kippur. It's a feel, right? It's just a minute. The problem is that most people make a minute, but not a feel. So they ask for mechila from other people they do not have to ask from. And for the people they have to ask from, they don't bother with it. Kamuvan, generally speaking, the closer, some of the people closest to you, because generally you need to be the natural feel of it, people that are closer to you. Yeah. Yeah. So then I said, you tell them, and then the kippah is about to go to the mikveh, because put 9 gallons of water, and then you can use a shower for that also, and you should stock everything in kippah. And another thing is very important to be in the The time to do it is before the Tzuvah Ma'asekah. That's what we generally daven the early Mincha. The Tzuvah, according to the Rambam and other Rishonim, the Ikur Vidui is the Vidui before Yom Kippur. To go into Yom Kippur in the state of Tzuvah. Rambam, we also have Vidui in Yom Kippur itself. Therefore, the Takara was to have a Vidui before the Tzuvah, just in case Tasha Shom something happens in the Tzuvah, you can't be found after. The mindfulness is moving, that many places can say that after the Suda should be misbad again, just in case something happened in the course of the Suda. And that's what they call today Tfilas Zaka. So if you plan properly, you'll have enough time to say Tfilas Zaka before Yom Kippur. It's a good thing. Tfilas Zaka is comprised primarily of Vidui, and towards the end of it, there's a Kabbalah Tainus. If you're not wanting a Kabbalah Tainus, so keep the Kabbalah Tainus till later, till you're ready to do Kabbalah Tainus. If someone takes away the thing you're leaning on, you will fall down. That's not considered standing. And the discussion in the post is you have to do it again. So, I'm a bad person that's sick, you can't stand, different story. But the person can stand, should make sure you're standing at the time of the video, and you're not leaning to the point that the thing that you're leaning on will be taken away, you will fall down.